Yes, this is 107.7, the sound that sets you free. It's nice to have you here. Now, during October and November 2023, we will be hosting the IEC, that's the Electoral Commission, for 6 weeks to discuss the implications of the Electoral Amendment Act on the electoral process and voters for the 2024 general election. Now, the main objective in this campaign is to inform and educate the voters, that's the electorate, about what has changed for the elections 2024 and the implications thereof for the electorate. This phase of the campaign will start by unpacking the success that is followed by changing the law in South Africa, that is how the Electoral Act was amended. This week we will be discussing what is new in the NPE 2024, that's the National and Provincial Election 2024. In this remaining 4 weeks, we will also cover the following changes to the electoral process in details like the following: inclusion of independent candidates in national and provincial elections, how to vote in the NPE 2024, and also general election activities for NPE 2024, seats allocated in the National Assembly and provincial legislature. And we're talking to Colin Anderson. He's from the IEC, will give us more info about the new what is new in the national and provincial election 2024. Hello, Colin, and welcome on KC.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to all the listeners.
Nice to have you with us again. The Electoral Amendment Act introduces several changes to elections. And will these changes also affect the 2024 general elections?
Oh, yes, definitely. The changes were introduced to address specific issues and concerns relating to the electoral processes for the national and provincial elections. Therefore, as part of our preparations for the 2024 national and provincial elections, the Commission has moved with deliberate speed, basically, to adapt our supporting business applications and regulations necessary for the smooth implementation of this Electoral Amendment Act.
And then what changes should we as the electorate can expect in the 2024 general elections?
Okay. As indicated, the Electoral Amendment Act introduces several changes aimed at enhancing the electoral management process for the national and provincial elections. These changes are basically the following. Firstly, independent candidates, individuals who are not associated with political parties, may now stand as independent candidates to contest the national and provincial elections, which is a major change that comes with the Amendment Act. And then also for our South African voters, you know, for the first time in the national and provincial elections, voters vote at the voting station where they are registered, starting with next year's general elections. But previously, with national and provincial elections, voters could have voted basically anywhere. But now, voters who want to vote outside the registered voting station may do so, but they have to apply prior by the CO in advance. This is basically the application for Section 24A. So basically, if someone says, I'm not going to be at my voting station on election day, that person, that voter, has to apply for permission to vote at another voting station. And then we also have our voters that's voting abroad, overseas. For the first time, South Africans leaving abroad do not have to notify us, you know, that they intention to vote. Previously, they had to notify the CEO. However, these voters intending to vote at a different foreign mission of our country has to notify just the intention on the date that will be published in the election timetable. This is now for our voters voting abroad.
And Colin, is it true that when we vote in national and provincial election from next year, we are going to get 3 ballot papers?
Yes, that is also where the change is. Previously, you had only 2 ballots. With the inclusion of the independent candidates, voters will for the first time receive 3 ballots instead of 2, as we are accustomed to. The 1 ballot is for the National Assembly. That is the national ballot. To vote for a political party, this is now nationally, to vote for a political party to represent you in the National Assembly. This ballot is only for political parties. Then there's the regional ballot. This is a new ballot to vote for a political party or independent candidate contesting in a region or a province basically for elections to the National Assembly. Contestants include both political parties and independent candidates. And then we also that province, provincial legislature. That is the three ballots that the voters will have to the, you know, at their disposal.
And Colin, are there any other areas of the election 2024 that will be affected by the Electoral Amendment Act?
Okay, definitely, yes. Of course, the inclusion of independent candidates, the amendments' impact on independent candidate nomination, voting with regards to the size and the number of the ballots. You can obviously imagine, you know, with independents also on the ballots, the size of the ballot paper will increase, will have a big impact on the size of the ballot. Another important area is that that has been affected in special votes. For the first time, we'll have the following three categories of special votes. The Section 24A for those people that have said that are planning to vote somewhere else instead of their voting station. And then we also have candidates that will apply for a voting station visit. You know, people like the people in the army, people that will serve on the election day, they can apply for a special vote at their voting station. And then we have the special vote for home visits. You know, these, the elderly people that's infirm, that are not able to, you know, vote at the voting station. So that category is a home visit, and they will be visited at home, and they can cast their vote at home.
Now, how will all these changes affect the voters, us as voters?
Okay, as we've indicated previously, now, the provincial legislature, each provincial legislature election is a unique election, you know, with contestants vying for a maximum of 80, this is for the provincial legislature, and a minimum of 30 seats in the province. The Electoral Commission is obviously responsible for determining the number of seats for every national and provincial election. In the case of the Western Cape, there's currently 42 seats in the provincial legislature. Okay, the Electoral Commission will determine the number of provincial seats basically for each of the 8 provinces. Okay, so the number of seats will maybe differ from the current that we have in the provincial legislatures. As I said, in the Western Cape, there's currently 42.
And what other electoral processes are affected by the EAC, that's the Electoral Amendment Act?
Okay, the amendments impact on voter, on candidate nomination, basically, voting, counting, and seat allocations, which will be discussed in our next episode. For example, voters will now be issued with 3 ballots instead of just 2. As has been the case, obviously, in the past with general elections.
And how will all these changes affect the administration of elections? I assume it will be.
It will be. IC, the Electoral Commission, is currently busy finalizing the supporting business application needed for the implementation of the Act. These include amongst others, rewriting, obviously, the candidate nomination system to facilitate the participation of the independent candidates and unrepresented political parties, together with a portal to enable candidates to capture the details of the voter who support their candidates. They need to have X amount of signatures to enable them to be on the ballot. Okay, and then also, obviously, the result system will obviously be changed to facilitate the recording of the votes cast in favor of independent candidates, where in the previous it was just, you know, to cast the votes for specific parties. It will now have to change, you know. So we will have to, you know, redevelop our result system. Obviously, we need to update our platforms and our mechanisms. And obviously, it's also we have to review the political party funding legislation in order to fund independent electoral candidates as well, and ensuring the enactment of consequential amendments and regulations to enable the realization of the objectives of this Amendment Act.
I agree. That's a lot of job for you guys.
That's a lot of planning.
Yes, I know that. And can you explain to us what are the implications of the Electoral Amendment Act for us as voters?
Okay. A voter may contest as a candidate now subject to fulfilling the candidate nomination requirements. Voters will be issued with 3 ballots as opposed to 2. 1 ballot you cast for an independent candidate or party in the provincial legislature, and 1 ballot you will cast for the 200 regional seats contested by the independent candidates, and 1 ballot you cast for the other 200 compensatory seats for political parties in the National Assembly.
And any last comments from your side, Colin?
Yeah, basically we just want to encourage and motivate our youngsters to register. We want to people that have relocated to re-register. And basically the principle is still the same. South African citizens at 16 years or older can register as a voter, but can only vote if that person is 18 years old. Obviously, a South African ID document is a requirement. And then we also have the online platform where people can register. Then we have a registration week in the 18th and 19th of November, but people can do the registration online as well.
And can you tell us how can we get hold of in touch with you if we want more information about this whole process?
Okay, the IEC basically has now an operational center as well. We have a toll-free number of 0800 118 000. That is the toll-free number. And then we also have our website, WhatsApp chatbot. And so WhatsApp hi at 0600 88 0000. And then we also have our online platforms, Facebook, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and YouTube. And also our website, www.elections.org.za. So we quite have a wide variety of platforms that voters can access to get more information about the Electoral Amendment Act or what anything else they intend to know about.
And as you mentioned earlier, it's very important that the youngsters also make use of the opportunity to have a say in this country of us.
Exactly.
And Colin, from the IEC, thanks again for your time and availing yourself for us to empower us and educate us about what is new in the NPE, that's the National and Provincial Elections 2024. Enjoy the rest of your day till we hear from you again.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure. You keep well.
You too.
Okay, bye.